Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God-man who bore all the blame. Hey,
time for a little sermon review here on Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon. Actually, it's Thursday afternoon is what it is, June the 21st. I wasn't able to do this. My daughter was married about 2 years ago. I was not able to stand there and preach the sermon. I knew that I would not be constitutionally capable of doing such a thing. And wedding sermons are tough. Sometimes they lapse into sentimentality, but they are sermons. They are messages of God's Word. We call them occasional sermons. Pastor Will Wheaton somehow had the fortitude to be able to preach at his own son's wedding recently, David Wheaton and his bride Megan Berenger. And in doing so, I thought it'd be good to listen to one of these occasional sermons. Actually, a wedding, a marriage, is a prime time, a prime opportunity to preach the gospel. Our typical sermon diagnostic is, how often is Jesus mentioned? Listen carefully. Keep a simple running tally. If Jesus is mentioned many times, then go on to part two. That is Jesus the subject of the verbs? That means, is Jesus doing the doing? Are we being told what Jesus is doing here? It's very easy in a wedding sermon to lapse into what the bride and groom are doing. And then if Jesus is mentioned, he's the subject of the verbs. What are those verbs? Jesus says that all Scripture testifies of him. So even wedding sermons, even these special occasions, ought to have preaching that testifies of him in his saving work. Here's a wedding sermon preached recently by Pastor Will Wheaton at the marriage of his son David Wheaton and his bride Megan Berenger.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a powerful prayer for you all to begin your marriage with. Almighty Rock, O Source of Life, let your dear word in doubt and strife be in us strongly burning, that we be faithful unto death, and live in love and holy faith from you, true wisdom learning. Your grace and peace on us shower, by your power, Christ confessing. Let us see our Savior's blessing. Great prayer. Because marriage, you see, is a journey. And the wedding is merely the grand send-off. It's a journey toward unity, as you heard Paul say in our epistle reading. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. The two become one is the goal of marriage. And many are the obstacles on the path of that journey. Many is the marriage that's brought to a premature end because the two are no longer walking the path toward unity. So you began with a smart move today by asking Jesus to come to your wedding. He comes along bringing gifts abounding and unexpected, as he did at Cana of Galilee, where he turned the water into wine, and not like that cheap stuff we have at home, the good stuff, so that when the steward tasted it, he couldn't even believe that he hadn't set it out first before people had had a tad too much already. Asking Jesus to be present and bless your wedding is a good beginning. But many have done that and then failed in the journey to unity because, you see, they invited Jesus to the wedding, but they left him here when they went home. They didn't invite him to the marriage. They didn't invite him into their home.
We'll take a little break here. When we come back, we'll continue our sermon review on this Thursday afternoon, the 21st of June, a wedding sermon preached by regular guest here on Issues Etc., Pastor Will Wheaton, on the occasion of his son's wedding, David Wheaton and Megan Berenger, very recently. Now, it's good. So far, we've started with Jesus invited to the wedding and then into the marriage. Often these wedding sermons are missing the gospel. We'll see if this is typical or happily atypical for a wedding sermon when we come back.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India,
Sweden,
Egypt, France,
Turkey,
Japan,
Australia,
Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong,
Austria,
Finland,
Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait.
Grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're doing a little sermon review on this Thursday afternoon. A sermon preached by Pastor Will Whedon recently at the wedding of his son and daughter-in-law. He's taken us up to the point of having Jesus at the wedding and in the marriage. And now he's going to talk about the ordinary and the extraordinary.
You see, only by Jesus and his presence can the miracle take place of the ordinary becoming extraordinary. Here's the ordinary. A sinful, selfish human being bent in on oneself, thinking it's all about himself or herself, all about what I want, when I want it, and if you happen to fit into my plans at the moment, well, so much the good for you, and if you don't, I'm sorry. Lord have mercy. That's the ordinary. And that's the way each one of us comes into this world. And if the Lord Jesus doesn't do his miracle unbending, it's the way we leave this world. When he is invited to bless a wedding and to bless a marriage, something really profound begins to happen. He transforms those who are bent in on themselves, people, and begins to unbend them. He begins to teach them a whole new way of living with each other. Do you know what marriage is? It's your martyrdom. Welcome to it. It's the arena in which you get to sacrifice yourself and your own will and desire and do it for the sake of the other. It's where you get to put to death the impulse to say, my way or the highway, and you learn to be a blessing. Did you catch how Paul described it in that reading? Both of you then called to imitate God as beloved children, to walk in love the way that your Lord loved you, and here's the key, gave himself up for you, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. God awaits the sacrifice of yourself for the other that you will get to offer every single day of your marriage. David, let me be concrete. That means instead of first considering what's up in World of Warcraft and who's raiding tonight, you get unbent and turn toward Megan to ask, how can I be a blessing to my lovely wife today? How can I encourage her and bring her joy? How can I communicate to her that I hold her a precious gift from God that I am not taking for granted? She doesn't need to be a WoW widow before the first month is over. Got it? He places on your head today a crown. But it's like his own. It's a crown of thorns. He makes you be chief servant to your wife, and as he wills, to your future children. Megan, I'm going to be concrete with you, too. God, through his apostle, asks a sacrifice of you that is very difficult, and that almost all of the women in today's world will tell you is a bunch of hooey. He asks you to submit to David, and to do so, trusting that isn't the path to misery. It is the path that leads to unity and to joy. To trust that the path of submission, when offered to the Lord, is a path of blessing. It's to recognize that even though your husband's crown is made of thorns, it's still a crown. But he reaches you one too, that you might reign with him in service. How on earth are you two going to pull it off? You can't do it on your own. You don't have the strength. You don't even have the will. But where Jesus is present, the water is changed into extraordinary wine. The person bent in on themselves becomes one who is free and upright and able to think about the other person, to serve their spouse and to bless them. He can pull off inside of you what you cannot even imagine. Without him, kind of hopeless. With him, where his forgiveness is poured out into you for your failures to walk the path to unity that can hinder and hamper you, where Spirit comes to abide in you, to fill you with peace and with joy and love, where he molds and shapes you and sets you free. There, the path to unity is finally possible. With God, all things are possible. So, my final plea to both of you, don't be dumb. Don't invite Jesus to your wedding and leave him here when you drive off today. You invite him into your marriage, into your home, into your life together. Plead that word in your home all the time. Pray to him every single day. Go. Confess your sins and receive God's forgiveness. And don't you go missing the divine service either, where he wants to dish out more forgiveness to you than you got sin, more life than you got death, more joy than any troubles you'll ever face. It's a journey. You're just starting. But let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure. And as we walk that journey, the joys will only grow day by day. That's our prayer for both of you today. For that, all glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
All right, that's a sermon preached by Pastor Will Whedon at the wedding of his son David and his bride Megan. And Christ stands at the center there. His sacrifice becomes the foundation. His bloodshed at the cross, his sacrifice, his giving his life becomes a foundation for a life together, not just the life of two people, but every husband and wife that stand on the face of the earth and call upon his name in faith. It is only the forgiveness of Christ that holds those things together.